I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Every year, Open Doors provides a ranking of the top 50 countries in which it is most difficult to be a Christian. And this year, India moved from 11th place to 12th place. However, Raina Miller with Mission India says this is not as promising as it seems. Syria leaped up the list, pushing India down, but persecution remains intense. For instance, on just one Sunday in September, Mission India heard of 8 churches that had been disrupted, yet Miller says their partners remain steadfast.
We hear from our partners over and over and over that they're not praying for persecution to stop. They're just praying for God to make a way for the gospel to spread anyway. They really see that as persecution takes place, so does the growth of the church, and they're eager to keep spreading the gospel no matter how many of these things keep happening.
Please pray that God would grow his church in India and protect local partners. Then, this December, the Islamabad High Court of Pakistan issued a ruling to end the practice of employing only Christians in highly dangerous or undesirable sanitation and sewage jobs. With few safety measures previously required, this work has often resulted in death, and without other opportunities, these jobs have fallen to Christians who are seen as lower class. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
in places like Pakistan, you don't find lukewarm Christians. The people who are coming to know Christ in Pakistan, the second most populated Muslim country in the world, are white hot for the gospel. They're incredibly serious, devoted to their faith, and they're multiplying.
Despite discrimination against Christians, Jesus' name is still being made known. As these Christians reach others who become passionate believers, please pray that God would bless them with boldness and discernment. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.